1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVU News Time 827, Newsmaker 2 Time. EFAW's Roundup Auction is dead ahead, and we're pleased to have with us Brenda Young and Megan Teichman joining us to preview said activities.
All right, Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Ron, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming up. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Brenda, how might you be?
I am doing wonderful. Very excited.
You fired up and ready?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is one of the big events here in this community each and every year. The EFAW's Roundup Auction coming up at the Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. As Chuck mentioned, it's in the crosshairs right now, coming up Friday. So let's get started here, Brenda. When do doors open?
Doors are opening at 5 p.m. this year. We're open up early so that everyone can get in, get their food, their drink, look at the silent auction items, and be ready to rock and roll with the live auction.
Okay, let's talk about the food. What do we get this year?
We've got Smokin' O's coming out with a barbecue dinner for us. Always exciting.
That is good. And beverages on hand as well, as you mentioned?
Yes,
Turquoise Tavern.
Okay. Sorry, is our bartender for this year. We're really excited to have Ashley and her crew back this year, and really looking forward to having them keep the day and the night rolling.
And I understand by popular demand, the silent auction is back this year in-house.
Yes, it is. It's also online, which is happening now. But we do have the what we're calling the live silent auction that night on Friday night. We've got about 43 to 48 different items on the silent auction.
Brenda is the zoo director, David Trailer Zoo. So how are things going out the zoo right now?
Oh, they're doing great. This weather's really helping, the warmer weather, getting projects done, moving animals around, and hopefully the warmer weather will keep with us, and that way we'll be able to put our birds back out on exhibit.
And hopefully the colder weather is behind us. And Megan Teichman, are you chairing the auction committee this year, Megan?
I am chairing the auction committee, although there is a lot of help that actually goes into it by the office, by Lori and Christy and Brenda. They do the majority of the work. I just get to put my name on it a little bit. But it's been, you know, always a collective effort by the EFAW's members as well, collecting auction items and gathering experiences for the community to bid on.
Let's talk about some of these experiences, because there's a lot of heavy lifting that's involved with this auction, folks, because the auction items are aplenty. And they're all really good.
They are. Yeah. It's really hard to pick and choose, and we hope you don't have to choose just one. Feel free to choose as many as you need to. But we do have 98 live auction items this year, which we joked earlier is actually paring down a little bit, but there's always something for everybody.
Speaking of that, Megan, let's go through a couple of the highlights. Well, let's go through a few of the highlights. Let's just not stop at two for folks that may be kind of planning ahead here for Friday night.
Well, I think one of the things that is just kind of a hit everywhere is experiences, be it local, around town, or experiences to Backstage Nashville or two behind the scenes at the Grand Ole Opry. That's a pretty cool, exciting thing. Sun or Arctic Oasis in Cancun or Kauai, Jackson Hole, Lake Tahoe for two. Those are the big, go away and travel experiences. But we also have the retreat at the Gazette Collective and Flint Hills Jeep Excursion. That's not yet open and active, but it's going to be a real hit when it gets going. Also at the Guffler Mansion, Regal Plum, Clover Cliff, Market Street. So lots of good experiences around town as well as off traveling abroad.
Yeah, I know. The auction items are really good, because you talked about 96, and generally I do enough auctions to know that once we get generally to about 50, fatigue tends to set in. you know, with the auction. Not this auction.
No.
Because it goes strong right up until the end, and the money just keeps flowing in. And just because the auction items are so good. So, you know, your committee does just a great job of collecting these items, and it seems like the donors are pretty willing to give.
Absolutely. I think the zoo offers so much to the community across the board. It's not just one type of group or people attending. It's everybody who wants to contribute to our beautiful zoo. And so I think that's not just the items are good, but the donations are there for the better of the zoo because it helps build our community as well and bring people in.
Yeah.
I was going to ask here, Megan, because you have such a robust live auction, and then you have such a robust silent auction. How do you determine what goes on which auction block?
I'm going to let Brenda answer that. I'm not sure.
All right, Brenda.
It's a lot of discussion in the office. There's some core items that we always have on live auction. Some of it comes down to just cost. Some of it comes down to when we get them. So if we get last-minute items, we tend to put them on the silent lit auctions because we've already done the program for the night. So sometimes that'll take into effect. But it's really a conversation of where we can put it, and obviously we can't put 200 items on live auction. I think Ron would quit on us, and we don't want that.
I was going to say, I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know if I could pull it off. You'd have to, someone's going to have to carry me out of there. So. But, no, it's a lot of fun. The EFOS Roundup Auction Friday, March the 6th. That's this Friday at the Anderson Building. So let's see. Tickets, how much are they, Brenda? Where can we get them?
Tickets are $40 a person or $320 per table of eight. You can get them online on the EFOS website at efos.org, or you can call the office, and we're glad to get those for you. Or you can get them at the door. Okay. Last minute.
If there happens to be any left, right?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Exactly.
We'll find a room. We'll find a seat for you. Don't worry. We'll get you in.
You may have to share dinner with somebody, but we'll get you in.
That's all good. Brenda, you mentioned here, you know, to a degree about kind of where the proceeds go. What do you have here, I guess, immediately where these monies are going to funnel into? And will some be reserved for maybe later on in different projects?
So this auction is primarily to support all of our education programs throughout the year. So the majority of it goes towards making sure we keep our education coordinator and make sure we have supplies for our education programs. But even just as important is that it allows us to do programming for free in the community. It keeps the zoo free. It keeps our programming, for the most part, free, and we wouldn't be able to do that without this generous auction and the supporters of it and our sponsors.
Let's get back to a few more of the live auction items.
Ooh, yeah, let's see that.
Do we have the sponsorships for exhibits, Megan, in play again this year?
Yes, we do. Yep, we've got some sponsorships for, let's see here.
New this year.
New.
We've got a couple new ones this year.
Oh.
We've got the bison and the tamarins and the lemurs and Flint, as we always do. But this year, you actually have the chance to sponsor the Highland cattle.
Okay.
With the Dexter heifer. So we're, Axel and Dolly are really excited to have somebody sponsor them and have that plaque on the front of their exhibit, and you'll get a wonderful canvas of the two of them hanging out side by side. And then the other one we've added is our King Vulture.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Which everyone knows is under renovations. Hopefully will be done in the next couple months. It's looking really great, so we're really excited to add that to our sponsorship.
Well, the Vulture's going to have a little more real estate to work with out there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then you also have, you know, we mentioned here about the emus. We've mentioned them over the last 9 months or so. And, you know, there's always looking ahead to some potential new denizens at the zoo over the next few years.
Absolutely. We're looking to grow, and the board has been working really hard on coming up with plans to move forward. And there's always something amazing going on at the zoo.
And I know a popular item, as always, is the opportunity to flip the switch to turn on the zoo lights during the happy holidays. Is that happening again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Can't go without that. And we one other thing that we added was you can actually bid on an opportunity to shadow an animal care specialist for 4 hours. Be a keeper for half a day and come in and work with our staff and see what it's all about. So that's not something that we've ever offered before, and we're really excited to be able to offer it this year.
Outstanding. Well, are we missing anything, Megan? Are we missing anything, Brenda, here before we remind folks to go off, get those tickets, and sell the event out?
Oh, we've got Oklahoma City.
I was going to say Thunder. Yeah, those are always big sellers.
Two sets of tickets for that. We've got on. We've got some of the performances at Granada Theater that are going to be up for grabs, as well as some items made by Bob Finley. So we've got a few of his things on there, as well as KSU Jayhawks memorabilia.
And I think, do you have the Chiefs package again this year for the barbecue and then the tour of the Chiefs?
We do not. They weren't able to get that, but we've got the Jayhawks memorabilia with Paul Pierce and Malik Newman for when they were at KSU, and some other great, great souvenirs and memorabilia from John Lohmeyer.
All right. Will there be a card game in play?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. Look out. They're coming for you. You'll be able to grab some cards when you first come in. We won't have them up on the stage as we've done in the past, but we found that the 50-50 is really a fun thing for our EFOS members to walk around and get a chance to talk to folks, as well as if there isn't something that you want to buy but you just want to donate some money and be able to win that money back. It's a nice little lottery fun game
to
play.
It really is.
Gets everybody excited.
It's big because, you know, generally auctions that do this, they deal with one deck of cards. This is two decks, I believe you guys use, right?
Yeah. It is. It goes pretty quick, actually.
Yeah, it does. It's a lot of fun. So make sure you get your tickets 50-50 for the David Traylor Zoo, the Emporia Friends of the Zoo, the EFOS Roundup Auction coming up this Friday night. Doors open, as Brenda said, 5 p.m.
That's right.
Get in there early.
It'll be a fun night.
Get in there early. Have fun.
Live auction will start at 6:30 then.
Yes.
Oh, and there is a shrimp option just for those Linton folks on Friday.
Okay, gotcha. It's
been a new addition in the last couple of years to add a shrimp or fish option for our Linton Catholic folks out there.
There we go.
Absolutely.
So we hope to see everyone at the Roundup auction coming up this Friday night at the Anderson Building. Anything else we need to add, ladies? Other than show up,
I think so. Show up, have some fun, eat some good food, and don't forget that credit card.
And we've got great door prizes, too, so it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, we'd like to give a shout-out, too, to Dwayne Coble, who will be doing the auctioneering for us.
Yes, he will. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, Megan, thanks. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Brenda, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.
Yeah, Brenda Young and Megan Teichman with us here previewing the EFOS Roundup Auction Friday night. Chuck?
Okay. As far as the 820 Newsmaker spot tomorrow is concerned, Pat Foraker joins us to talk about the Emporia Vipers Special Olympics team through journeys. And we, I believe, also have the 820 Friday that's claimed already as well, too. Okay. So if you want space, we're going to remind you, go to kvue.com/calendar first, then reach out to us and claim that spot, 620-342-1400.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Good morning, it's 840.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. attacking Iran through the air and on the sea. At a Pentagon briefing this morning, confirmation that a U.S. sub sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. It is the first time since 1945 that a U.S. fast attack sub has destroyed an enemy ship. General Dan Kane, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says Iran's ability to launch missiles is being cut.
Iran's theater ballistic missile shots fired.